it's wild to do Shakespeare in a short amount of time. So our rehearsal stretch is tight. But it's fun. I mean, the students really love it. They really enjoy doing something different than what's in their normal wheelhouse.
Josh Aaron McCabe, who is directing the Wright State Theater production of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, which will run for a second weekend at the Festival Playhouse at Wright State. I'm Larry Caressel, and this is Arts Focus.
For me, the big premise of it is that it's an escape, and not only for the audience, but for the characters. So the story, even though Much Ado About Nothing is classified as one of Shakespeare's comedies, and it is, but there's actually a lot of human honesty, drama, reality that happens in the show as well. I mean, one of the cool things about Shakespeare is he writes the entire human experience. The play starts where a war has just ended, and the military is showing up to have an escape. So it's set like roughly in the early 1800s, and they arrive at this estate on the edge of water to escape. The initial plan is to have some fun, silliness, fall in love, get away from war, and then things go awry from there.
Who are your Beatrice and Benedict?
So I have a senior acting major plays Beatrice. His name is Alexis Wentworth. And I have a senior musical theater major. It's playing Benedict. His name is Orion Carter. One of the cool things at Wright State is we have two tracks in the acting program, acting and musical theater. Whatever track you're on, you'll be in any kind of show, musicals or non.
How many Shakespeare plays have you directed in the past in your career?
Several. I'm originally with the part of a company called Shakespeare and Company in the Berkshires of Massachusetts. I spent 10 years there as an actor, and then I would direct as well. I came to Wright State in 2016, and this is the first full Shakespeare production I've directed here at Wright State University.
What's your favorite thing about directing Shakespeare as opposed to directing any other playwright?
I believe, and this is going to shock most people, I think, for my money, all the years for me as an actor, Shakespeare writes the human experience better than any playwright I know. And I think for most people, Shakespeare feels very foreign, potentially boring. It's, forsooth, methinks my brain is melting. You know, it's just so out there. But for me, Shakespeare writes the way that we actually feel. And what I mean by that is, right now, you and I we're having this conversation, but we're also thinking about other things, feeling other things, but we're selective about what we say. Shakespeare understood that. The difference is, in Shakespeare, everybody speaks in real time what they're thinking and feeling. There's no filter. And so what's exciting to direct and play with actors is, what if you spontaneously say everything you're thinking and feeling in the moment? And when that happens, it becomes very human, very real, and then the audience can actually follow along.
Which do you like better, the comedies or the tragedies?
I lean toward more serious moments, I think, so probably tragedies, which is part of why we're having so much fun with Much Ado, because I told the cast from the get-go, as well as the designers, I want it all. So there's a lot of really silly physical comedy, silly things that happen in this show, and we're totally leaning into it. But then there's some really harsh things that happen, some really painful things that happen, and we're not handling them like a sitcom. We're actually going there and doing it. It has everything in it. There's a love story. That's fun. But there's also a lot of characters playing tricks on each other, which is fun. There's also a lot of heartbreak, which is less fun. But I think because there are so many different topics that are involved in this show, there's something a little for everyone. I also think there's things that people can relate to. It's also a play about forgiveness. And so when people eavesdrop on things or gossip about things and such things are believed, painful events can occur. And some of the characters in the play are faced with their own missteps, and then ultimately it becomes a play about forgiveness, which I don't think 500 years later is still something that we should shun away from.
Josh Aaron McCabe, the director of Wright State University Theater's production of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. It runs for a second weekend, ending on the 23rd of February, in Wright State's Festival Playhouse. Get more details at wright.edu/muchado. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.